How about some of the base, the main, you know, streets in the town? What are some of the main landmark type streets in town?
Flagler, Biscayne Boulevard, Dixie Highway, Collins Avenue, US 1. That's about all. Yeah, comes to
those are the main ones.
Yeah, well, the expressway is awesome.
Yeah, sure.
Palmetto Expressway.
Where's that one?
South Miami.
That runs south?
Parallel runs north.
Oh.
826, 836.
Those are the ones that run east-west?
Yeah, 165th Street, Kendall Drive.
Do they have, does 165th Street have a name?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about 165th? You mean 165th?
Northwest 165th.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it's 156.
It might be, because I want to see where I come in from. I'm in a motel, it's on 163rd.
Yeah, maybe it's 156.
All right, what do you call these roads that run over to the beach area?
Bridges.
All right, any other names?
You mean specific names?
Yeah, just generally, what's that kind of road called?
A bridge.
A bridge road? All right.
No, it's just called a bridge, they don't call it a bridge road.
Okay. Like, you know, the road that runs to Key West, it's just a...
US 1.
That's just US 1?
Highway.
Even though it's got all the bridges, you just call it a highway. Okay. Are there any roads in town that can only be entered or left from at special places? In other words, you can only get on them at a certain point, get off of them at a certain point.
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Let's see, if you had a street that was going level, and then there was a railroad, and they built the railroad in such a way that it went over the street. Like, what would you call a thing that you drive through?
Underpass, I guess.
Okay, and the opposite of that would be what?
Overpass.
Okay, would you call it anything else?
No.
How do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
What do you mean how?
Like, if you're just pulling up...
On the side of the road?
Yeah, if you're in a neighborhood, you
know. Parallel parking, no, angle parking.
Okay. What are those, those little outlets that have water in them for...
Fire plugs.
Okay.
Fire. How do they call them? Fire hydrants.
All right. And what kind of parking is usually done in a shopping center? You know, like you were talking about?
Angle parking.
Yeah, just instead of parallel, it'd be angle. Okay. I don't know if they have them here or not, but in the downtown area, what do you call those buildings that you have that you park on various levels?
Parking buildings, I don't
know. Okay.
Parking ramps.
Yeah, do they have those here?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't notice that they did or not. How about, what would you call the largest the tallest and largest buildings in the town? Do you have, any terms to define them generally? Like if you were sitting from a distance and you could see the city, you could point down, what would you say about it?
Some people might call them skyscrapers, they just call them buildings.
Okay. The tallest ones. How about the passageways? Like if you have a row of houses on a street here, and you have a house here and a house here, over here you got another street, you got a house this space and this street. There's maybe a lane behind the houses with pickup garbage or something. What would you call it? All right. Now the space between houses here, what would you call that?
Side yard.
Okay. All right. And the area behind
backyard.
The house? Backyard. Okay. If you're in a public building, what would you do if you were thirsty and wanted to get a drink of water?
Go to a water fountain.
Okay. Let's see here.